So we can start again. Okay, 26b2. So we have Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonis, and Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi go to Yerushalayim. Nisman olam peiros. They have peiros which are tevel. As Mar Folder says, in Nisman olam, like the Tanakam of our Mishnah, the Avagav of Yerushalayim Levi pausing with Kamak Yerushalayim and Yehuda, the Maisa Chashal Tanakam. Okay, so he also holds like a Tanakam. So, Bikshalif Dyson. So they wanted to be paid of the Maisa Sheni because they thought like this. They figured, look, normally you can't be paid of Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. But now it's the Chorban. So since there's no Beis HaMikdash, it should be like we have no Yerushalayim. And maybe they didn't even have walls. I don't know whether they had walls. They didn't have walls. I don't think it makes a difference. The pshat is they thought that the Kedusha of the ear, as far as not being potent is concerned, is only Bezman Shemikdash, Beis HaMikdash Kayim. But there's no Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim is just like any other city. You should be able to be Paita, your Paris Meister Shein. That's what they thought. So, there was a certain old woman there. A bubby said, Avuchon lo hava avdin kain. Your forefathers did not do that way. You know, you're doing stuff incorrectly. What? Ela chutz mafkin chutz l'chaim. They would take any produce from Yerushalayim, take it outside the wall. So let's say the wall still existed, right? They took it outside the wall, played a nice and shum, then they tithed it there and redeemed it there. In other words, they weren't mafresh to Maisa Sheni yet. They would take it out of the wall.
They couldn't
eat it, right? I mean, I don't think you could eat it. This is a question exactly what you could do, what you couldn't do. It's really not clear.
What was the purpose of doing it? I thought it was just you're allowed to, not that you should.
No. We're talking about after the Chorban. Yeah, I want to say this like this, okay? If Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, you can't have Achilas Maaser Sheni. And I think it says that it actually is not necessarily totally in Beis HaMikdash, it's totally in the Mizbeach. I don't know about all those details, but whatever it's totally in, if there's no Beis HaMikdash and no Mizbeach, you can't eat Maaser Sheni. So what are you going to do with your Maaser Sheni? You're going to be potent. You have Maaser Sheni, you'll switch it on to dollars, or coins, and then you'll be able to eat the Maaser Sheni because it's no longer Maaser Sheni. All the Kedushas Maaser Sheni came off the Paris and went on to the coins. And the coins, you'll throw in the Yam HaMelech, as far as I know, or maybe you'll put it in storage.
But now when they do that, they have like one coin in it.
Right, that's a separate. That's a separate din, because the din is that when that you could be paid something, even on a pruta, which we call pruta chamura, even though it's a large amount, and since it's going li'ibud anyway, we don't care. So it doesn't have to be even. But the point here is that's what they're trying to do. Now, what they tried to do is they tried to do it in the city. This old woman said to them, that's not the way the forefathers did it. When they had this situation, they took the Paris, the Tevel, out of Yerushalayim. They were mafresh the Maaser Sheni, and they were poided outside the city. Okay, so now we're going to discuss, what is the machlokas here? What's the machlokas between these rabbonim and this old lady? Okay. Safta have a savras meimar. The old woman thought to say, now we're on daf chav zayin amud aleph. Roin es hamachitzas ke'ilu oilas. We view the walls of Yerushalayim even after they have been destroyed as if they are still standing. And you cannot redeem Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim nowadays. Does it mean physically the wall? Says Kilo Mechitza. I thought maybe it wasn't a question of the physical wall, but it's a shiloh of the Kedusha. Let's not worry about whether it's the physical wall or not. We can look at them apart in a second. Okay. Simple reading will be, we'll say that the walls have been destroyed. Okay. So the Elin Rabban Tav Samhim Meimar Einu Yer Samachitz Kil Oilas. We don't look at the walls as if they've been destroyed, okay? As if they have come up. So it's like they're not here. Safta. So Mamele Yerushalayim is like any other place. Safta Hava Samhim Meimar. We go into a little more detail, okay? The old woman thought to say, like Rabbi Yeshua. And the Rabbanim, Elon Rabban Safa Meimer, Rabbi Eliezer. So that's another thing. What's this Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua talking about? So now, in footnote 4, there's a whole discussion over here. Now, in the Mishnah in Adius, it says that Rabbi Yeshua holds Kedusha Rishon HaKitshel L'Shaita V'Kitshel Asad Lavai. The original Kedusha of Shlomo HaMelech and David that they put on the Beis HaMikdash, even though they knew it was going to be Charev, but it doesn't make a difference. It was Kaddush for that time and for future as well. And therefore, even if the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, there's still Kedusha. So the sanctity of Yerushalayim is in place even after the Churban. And Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and he holds no Kedusha Rishon HaKitshel L'Shaita V'Loi Kitshel Asa Lavai. So...
Is that the whole thing with
Harbayim? So if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that was the end of it.
That was the end of it, right. Sammy was asking, is that going to be Matar going up on the Harabayas? If you hold Kedusha Rishon HaKitshel L'Shaita V'Loi Kitshel Asa Lavai, I think the Rambam says that the Shekhinah is loy betela, that there's something with the Shekhinah that it's not batel. I'm not sure. I don't know the details of the Shaila. Okay. So when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, okay, let's go over here. Although this incident with the rabbis and the old woman occurred after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, our Gemara is assuming that if the original sanctification of the first Beis HaMikdash was only for its time, not for the future, Kol Shekhen, the second Beis HaMikdash. That's what he says over here. Now, what he says here, two details have to be explained here. The question arises the following. So now, as the old woman said, that the forefathers held like Rabbi Yeshua, the Kitshel L'Shaita, the Kitshel L'Asad Lavai, why were they converting the Kedusha into coinage? Why don't they just go ahead and eat it right there in Yerushalayim? So what he says here on the bottom is, the answer is to that is, they didn't hold for certain like Rabbi Yeshua. They were choshesh for Rabbi Yeshua's shita, but they didn't know for certain that he was right. That's one approach. Second question he asks in second column, a converse question, the other way around. If the rabbis held like Rabbi Eliezer, then it's loikitcha lasa lovei, so why are they even bothering? Why do they have to even take off maisers in the first place? Just say that the maiser, there's no din of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and the whole need to be meiser, to take meiser off, should fall away altogether. Shouldn't need anything. So the answer to this question is that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you see at the second paragraph, second column, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that the sanctity of Yerushalayim has ceased, nonetheless, there's an obligation to fulfill the mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz. Okay? This is very important to know this distinction. The Kedushas Ha'aretz and the Mitzvahs HaTluyos Ba'aretz are not dependent on the Shaila of Kitshel L'Shaita or Kitshel L'Asad Lavai or not. That's what he's saying. So thus the rabbis needed to separate Maaser Sheni from their produce and to redeem it. Okay. Some say it's Midaraisa, some say it's Darabanan. He brings a Machlokas, we show him about that. Okay, let's go on. So that's basically what the Gemara is saying. The Safta held like Rabbi Yeshua, who holds Kitshel L'Shaita V'Loi Kitshel L'Asad Lavai, and the Rabbanan held like Rabbi Eliezer, it's like Kitshel L'Asad Lavai. The Rishami doesn't quote the whole pilpul that we just quoted, like we've seen many times. It just references it, and you have to read the footnotes to know what they're talking about.
The footnote brings the idea of Shechina that you said. So even Rabbi Yeshua would say there's only Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash, but the rest of Eretz Yisrael, there's no Kedusha.
Right.
That's what
he brings
in the name of the Rambam.
There's a drasha from that. Okay. Rabbi Pinchas Masoiv Loi Upari Loi. Now, Rabbi Pinchas, when he was in possession of Tevel and Yerushalayim, he would contaminate it. He would make it Tomei. Because that way he fixes all the problems. Why? Du chashash ledu uledain. He was concerned for this opinion and that opinion. So
he can be
yeah, in this case. He was concerned for the opinion of Yerushua that there's still sanctity in Yerushalayim, and he cannot redeem it in Yerushalayim. And he's concerned for the opinion of the Tanna Kamma that even according to Beis Hillel, the walls of Yerushalayim take hold of fully processed produce. And therefore, he would not, as the old woman advocated, take the produce out of the city and redeem it there. So therefore, he had no choice. His only choices were to make a tame, and then you could redeem it even in Yerushalayim.
Wouldn't he just bury it?
No. No. Absolutely not.
What?
Not Meiser Sheni. You redeem Meiser Sheni that became Tumli. Okay?
Yeah.
Number 7 on 27A2. Take a look. Once his Meiser Sheni became Tumli, he was able to redeem it even in Yerushalayim. For even when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, it was permitted even in Yerushalayim to redeem Meiser Sheni that became Tumli. Like we said below in the Mishnah in Halacha 5. Okay, so that's a given. So Rabbi Pinchas had a workaround. Okay, now Rabbi, here we have an interesting thing over here. We're trying to say a halacha over here. Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Rabbi Shimon Levi, halacha to be a Talmud. He's passing like a Talmud. What's the Talmud? It says Rabbi Shimon Yehuda taught in the name of his teacher Rabbi Yaisi that according to Beis Hillel, even produce that whose processing is complete that passed through Yerushalayim may be redeemed and eaten in any place. Okay? So he went ahead and paskin like him. Now, number 8, I think he points out that we have a problem. If that's the pshat, then why does the Rambam rule according to the Tanna Kamma against our Gemara? So there's other pshat on how to learn it. So this is just a little side point. Hadmai nechas v'yotze. If you have demai, you can go in and go out. And again, this is a din drabanan. That remember, the din that the city grabs hold of your produce is a din drabanan. And since hey marbu by demai, they didn't say this rule. Amar abzera uvavav perash shehin tful on the demai hold demai atzmal kvar tofsas satot mechitza. That's only tevel of demai can go through your shalim and be removed. But if you had Meiser Sheni, which was the Mai, that you can't bring through Yerushalayim and take it out. That's just like any other Meiser Sheni. That's the rule of Kainj derives it to, I guess, something like that. Like 10, although they were lenient and allowed the removal and redemption of fully processed produce of the Mai, they were strict with actual Meiser Sheni of the Mai. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Now we're going to do the Mishnah real quick. Elan Shulayim Bifnim. If you have a tree inside of Yerushalayim, inside the wall, like the Lachutz, it's leaning, the branches are leaning outside the wall. Omri Lachutz, or it's outside the wall, like the Lifnim, and leaning inside the wall. Here's the rule. We're on 27b, of Zaino with base. Keneged Achem Lifnim. Well, the part of the wall, the part that's again from the wall inward, kilufnim, that'll be halacha like the lufnim. So, of course, lufnim, the rule is, you won't be able to redeem it, but you will be able to eat it. Outside, you will be able to redeem it, and you won't be able to eat it, right?
The inner wall, that wall.
What?
The inside of the wall and outside of the wall.
Kenegan hachaim luchutz. I assumed that we split the wall in half.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay. It says keneged hachoma ulochutz.
That's what I was thinking.
And keneged hachoma lefnim. So in other words, what we're trying to understand here is when it says keneged hachoma, what does that mean exactly? So I'm just assuming it means 50% of the wall. That's towards the inside versus 50% towards the outside. I mean, like you see in the Gemara, like we see in the Gemara Bava Basra.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
That's what you would say too. Okay. Looking around just to see if anybody says anything.
Second paragraph starts talking about.
What? Second paragraph?
Yeah, second paragraph.
The outer face. Okay, it sounds like If the branch of the tree growing outside the city stretches over the width of the wall inward of the outer face, it's deemed to be inside the city, even if it does not extend beyond the wall's inner face into the city itself. And the footnote sounds like the whole wall has halacha like Yerushalayim, not like what we just said. Okay, so let's not say, let's be chozer from what we said, Sam. We're going to change our minds on this. We said before 50-50, no. The whole wall has halacha like the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, okay? This is probably before Shul Gemara that I just have forgotten. The Mishnah turns to the case of the chambers, right, that are built in the into and through the city wall. So we have Batei HaBadim, you have chambers of olive presses. Shepischehem Lefnim, the entrances are inside the city. V'chalol and L'chutz, but their exteriors, their interiors, extend beyond outside the wall. Opischehem L'chutz, or the entrances are on the outside of the city, to the outside. But the interiors extend inside the wall. Okay, so you've got you know, like a room, right? You have a room, which is the press, and the room, the physical room, could be outside the city or inside the city, but the doorway will be either outside the city going in or inside the city going out. That's the cases. So what's the rule here? Beis Shammai says, "Hakol lefnim." It's whether the doorway is inside or outside the city. It's always treated like it's inside the city. What's the pshat in that? Three. Does he have a pshat? Beis Shammai appear to be saying that regardless whether the entrance is to the inside or the outside, one may consume Maaser Sheni anywhere in the chamber, since it's all treated as inside the city. Okay, that's what it seems to say. Beis Hillel Amrim, the Gemara may change this. Beis Hillel Amrim, the Beis Hillel says, no, he uses the Keneged HaChaima rule. Just throw an imaginary knife through the outside of the wall. Whatever is on the inside of that knife will be inside the city. Everything outside the knife will be outside the city. Right? Keneged HaChaima lefnim, Keneged HaChaima lechutz, klochutz. Okay, that's that rule. Now we have another rule. Halishchais, what about in the temple courtyard chambers? So here we have a different level. It's not talking about any more Yerushalayim. We're actually on the Beis HaMikdash. So now you've got the Kodesh and the Chol. You've got that which is Kodesh. And it'll be Nogeya, whether it's considered, I guess, Yotze, if Kachin go outside the wall. Or it'll be Nogeya, what else besides that? Of how whether you can come in or not, if you're Tomei, let's say. Whatever these rules are Nogeya, I don't look into what's Nogeya. But the news because of Suchas Lachol. If there these lishkos, these chambers, are built in a consecrated space, open to an unconsecrated space. So, in other words, they are the opening to the lishka is in chol, and it's benuyos bakaydesh, right? Or taichon chol, the interior is in the whole area. Vagago say in Kodesh, but the roofs are in Kodesh. Brinus v'chol, psuchas l'kodesh, built in the Kodesh, open into Kodesh. Brinus in chol, rather. And open up in the Kodesh. Taich in Kodesh. The interiors are Kodesh. I'm sorry, I don't think I'm reading this correctly. Let me try again. I don't think I read it right. Okay, let me try one more time. Halishchais, if you have a lishka, b'nius b'kashrus suchas l'chol, if it's built that the interior is in kodesh, but the doorway is in chol, then the rule is toichan chol. The inside chamber is chol. The gag is going to be kodesh. Okay? So the room is going to be chol because its doorway is, its opening was from chol. Okay. Here you don't use the rule of Keneged HaChaima, apparently, for some reason. Six. See, let's see what it says over here. Okay, brings the Nafkamina. Avoda may be done. Meat of Kachin Kadashim eaten only in the courtyard. Okay, we mentioned those. They were built below the level of the courtyard. They were hollowed out of the ground beneath the courtyard floor. The roofs were level with the floor of the courtyard. Okay, it was the top of a mountain. A chamber built at the lower elevation could open onto the Temple Mount while its roof was at the level of the courtyard floor. Okay, again, you imagine you're in a mountain that's just sloping down, and so the building is at the top of the mountain, and you're going ahead and you're building rooms which are in the slope, and so that'll be the question. The chambers open to the Temple Mount, their interiors were unconsecrated. Right. Okay. Now, Vnuyus Mechol Psuchas L'Kaidesh, Taichan Kaidesh V'gaga Sein Chol. Here's the other way around, right? If they're built in a Chol area, but they opened into a Kaidesh area, then it's the other way around. You always go bust the Pesach. Vnuyus Mechol U'Bechol, what if it's in both places? Then, Upsuchas L'Kaidesh V'Chol, and it opens up to both places. So then, Taichan V'gaga Sein, V'kinegan Rosh L'Kaidesh, Kaidesh V'Chol V'Chol is Chol. And there you're going to use the knife trick, so to speak. Whatever you go, since it's opened into half and it's built in half, so whatever the half is part is Kaddish will be Kaddish, whatever the half is Chol will be Chol. That stands to reason, right?
But this is all because it's on the ground.
I don't know.
We had that question in Yuma about the Kohanim sleeping on the shelves. How were they allowed to sit down? It was in the rooms
that were outside of the wall. Could be. Fire was. Or the warming room. Yeah. Well, that, and the rest of the Gemara, I'm going to stop here because the Gemara is really going to be for tomorrow. So, you have a good evening.
Sure.